Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. We're here today to discuss the film, the documentary. Oh, it's just a work of art. It's called, titled, Blue Note Records, Beyond the Notes, directed by Sophie Huber. And we got the advance review, so we want to thank the PR. Gosh, I always pronounce this wrong. I feel bad. David Megdale and Associates, I apologize to you guys. I just, for years, I have a little bit of a speech problem, so I apologize for that. So this film, of course, goes into the history of Blue Note Records, the famous jazz company. Now they do hip-hop, jazz, music taking a change towards jazz is dead, but we'll save that for another conversation. This film is a superb film. It's coming to New York this Friday, June 14th, and Los Angeles to Santa Monica, the Lemley Monica Film Center on the 28th. This film, okay, let's see. Just so you guys know, jazz fans, or if you're not a jazz fan, you'll still like this because it connects some stuff to hip-hop. Of course, jazz is related to blues, rock and roll. It all goes back to jazz, but we don't want to come off like snobs or like we're arrogant or older, so we'll just go with jazz is not just your grandma's music or your great-grandma's music. This is a wonderful, also historical document because it has Herbie Hancock, Nora Jones, I'm surprised I'm old enough now to say she's been around for a few decades, Wayne Shorter. It goes into albums from all the masters, Sonny Rollins, and we all know Coltrane and Miles, but for those of you, you can dive into Clifford Brown, U2 Bat, Art Blakey. Of course, this is a wonderfully, you know, all the filmmaking elements are there. It's well edited. The cinematography is great. The pacing, the choice of stories and interviews, the bridging the new generation with the older generation, the way Blue Note has been there, not for all of it, because jazz goes back to like Louis Armstrong and et cetera, music in the markets of slavery in Louisiana. But I'm so excited. I'm starting to talk fast. So basically, this film explores the unique vision behind this iconic record label. They use archival footage, current recording, and conversations with Blue Note artists that reveal its powerful mission and illuminate its vital connections between jazz and hip-hop. Now, a lot of people that are into jazz say they don't like hip-hop, and vice versa. So that's the interesting thing when you start to study music. This film is played all over the world. I'm looking at the festival list here, and of course, now you have a chance to see it on the screen. I don't know anything about when it's coming to DVD, and if I did, I wouldn't share that because it'd be private information. But this premiered at Tribeca. It played in the UK. It played in Germany. It played at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Of course, the year that I was going to go and didn't. Gosh, you guys got to just turn yourselves on to Art Blakey, Bud Powell, Sonny Rollins, and Clifford Brown. So much of jazz gets put on Miles and Coltrane, which is understandable, but that's so everyone knows. So Blue Note Records, Beyond the Notes, just did such a perfect job. What I love about this is it met all of its intentions. It did give us historical background, did kind of show us the present and the future. So few documentaries do that. I mean, I'm almost left speechless because I met someone the day I got this pitch that's like totally connected to this film. So it was like this out-of-body spiritual moment where it was like, wait a minute, I met someone random in an airport and they're kind of connected to this film that I'm getting a pitch for. So that's kind of what jazz is about, is just living in the moment. So to me, it was like, this is jazz. It's like being here ready. And someone came up to me, we talked, we realized we had some connection, and music brought us together. So for those of you that like to know exactly who's in it, some of the, you know, Terrace Martin, Lionel Richie popped up in there, Kendrick Scott, Derek Hodge, Don Was, of course, who worked with the Rolling Stones. I mean, it's all there. It's just like jazz. So This is a supremely relevant film. It's brilliant, and I just really hope you get out there and see it. Whether, wherever you enter the game, whether you know a lot or just a little bit about jazz, it's time to realize that it's all of our music, it's all of our art. It's not just something that's old and decrepit and in vinyl, and it's definitely not dead. People will debate that. Music historians, musicologists, musicians. That's the beauty of music. Wherever you enter, you enter. So I'm going to wrap it up because this is just so straight to the point, like jazz. The review is going to be what it is. Highly recommend this film. Take your buddies, take a date, or go by yourself and just really enjoy it and learn. Either way, it's all jazz and it's all good. Take care from Talking Pictures. Aloha, and thank you again to PR, and best wishes to the filmmakers on what you've achieved and are contributing to the artistic world. And all pun intended, keep on rocking. You know the deal here at Talking Pictures, whether it's morning, afternoon, or night, make sure and watch a good movie. Aloha.